New heading, The Power of Independent Will. In addition to self-awareness, imagination, and conscience, it is the fourth human endowment, independent will, that really makes effective self-management possible. It is the ability to make decisions and choices and to act in accordance with them. It's the ability to act rather than to be acted upon, to proactively carry out the program we have developed through the other three endowments. The human will is an amazing thing. Time after time, it has triumphed against unbelievable odds. The Helen Kellers of this world gives dramatic evidence to the value, the power of the independent will. But as we examine this endowment in the context of effective self-management, we realize it's usually not the dramatic, the visible, the once-in-a-lifetime, up-by-the-bootstraps effort that brings enduring success. Empowerment comes from learning how to use this great endowment in the decisions we make every day. The degree to which we have developed our independent will in our everyday lives is measured by our personal integrity. Integrity is fundamentally the value we place on ourselves. It's our ability to make and keep commitments to ourselves, to walk our talk. It's honor with self, a fundamental part of the character ethic, the essence of proactive growth. Effective management is putting first things first. While leadership decides what the first things are, it is management that puts them first, day by day, moment by moment. Management is discipline, carrying it out. Discipline derives from disciple. Disciple to a philosophy. Disciple to a set of principles. Disciple to a set of values. Disciple to an overriding purpose. To a superordinate goal. Or a person who represents that goal. In other words, if you are an effective manager of yourself, your discipline comes from within. It is a function of your independent will. You are a disciple, a follower of your own deep values and their source. And you have the will, the integrity to subordinate your feelings, your impulses, your moods to those values. One of my favorite essays is The Common Denominator of Success, written by E.M. Gray. He spent his life searching for the one denominator that all successful people share. He found it wasn't hard work, good luck, or astute human relations, though those were important. The one factor that seemed to transcend all of the rest embodies the essence of Habit 3, putting first things first. This is the way he put it. The successful person has the habit of doing the things failures don't like to do. They don't like doing them either, necessarily. But their disliking is subordinated to the strength of their purpose. That subordination requires a purpose, a mission, a habit to clear sense of direction and value, a burning yes inside that makes it possible to say no to other things. It also requires independent will, the power to do something when you don't want to do it, to be a function of your values, rather than a function of the impulse or desire of any given moment. It's the power to act with integrity to the proactive first creation.